B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hi, Bianca.
Hi.
How can we help you?
Okay, so I met this guy. We really hit it off, and we've been, like, texting back and forth, and we went out on a couple dates, and everything was going really, really well. And now it's just, like, nothing. Like, complete ghosting me. Mm-hmm. And I want to know what's up.
Okay, I mean, well, tell us what's up. What happened last time you guys hung out?
He picked me up. He was a real gentleman and picked me up at my house. And then we went to, like, dinner and a movie. And it was just going really, really great. And he took me back and came inside for a little while and met my son, which was a really big deal for me. And then that was it. Like, honestly, he kind of, like, rushed out the door and I never heard from him again.
I hate to say this, but you're going to have to do the mirror test. Let's look around your house, and is there anything that, you know, you might have left out, or he might have seen, or that might be hanging from the ceiling, or leaking out from under the couch that he might have seen and said, I gotta get the hell out of here?
What are you trying to say? No.
I'm saying, you know, okay, how about this? Do you have, and this yeah. goes for me too, I have a dog, and I know that if somebody comes in my house, they're going to get a hint of dog. I just don't know it because I smell it every day.
You're immune to it.
Same thing with cat people.
Right.
So do you have, like, maybe an animal or something like that, and there's a smell of that animal that he was not, you know, he was turned off by?
He wants to know if your house is funky, bottom line.
Yeah. Does it smell like
shit? My house is not funky, okay? It was like I went to the bathroom, and he was with my son.
Did you go to the bathroom with the door open and take a massive shit?
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Did you go to the bathroom and spread your legs and pour liquor in your
What?
No.
Okay. Well, listen. We're gonna call him and see what it is that turned him off. Okay.
Right. Okay.
All right. Hang on. Second date update on the 10th. Let's get back to part two of the second date update on the 10th. So we just talked to Bianca, and well, let's put it this way. She had a great day with this guy, Anthony. The second he walked in her house, he left her house, bounced, and she hasn't heard from him since. I literally asked Bianca, what is it about your house? He clearly saw something or smelled something or whatever that made him want to leave. Bianca's convinced that she lives in freaking Martha Stewart land, and her house is perfectly, and the feng shui is all set up nice and everything. All right, so stay quiet. We're going to try and call him right now, okay?
Hello.
Hi, is this Anthony?
Yeah.
Anthony, sorry for waking you up. I feel like we woke you up. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And I can explain to you why we're calling you if you just give us a chance real quick. It's good.
Okay. If it's good, okay.
Okay, it's good. So we got a phone call from a young lady who would love to take you out on a date. She has feelings for you. So what we're willing to do is pay for a date for you guys to go out and get to know each other better. You can pick the place, you can pick the date, the time, whenever you're free. And again, we'll set it up. You guys meet up, see if you hit it off. If you do, great. If not, whatever. Never see her again. You have a nice free meal on us. What do you think?
I'm good, man. I appreciate it.
I'm going to tell you the lady's name, okay?
I think I know, but all right.
You think you know?
Yeah.
If it's the same lady, I'm very curious as to why you left her house immediately after getting home with her. Her name is Bianca.
That's the one. Yeah, nah, man. She's cool. Like, I got nothing against her. I can't, man. Sorry.
Can I ask you the obvious question? The obvious question is, what did you find in her house? Because she explained to us that you basically walked in her house and then rushed out. So, I explained to her, I said, that means that you saw something or you smelled something or you stepped in something or you touched something that turned you off.
Look, man, it's just maybe it's just better off if we just don't. You know what I mean? Like,
what would you say? What it is? No. If you say what it is, then we can go. We can tell her, and she'll get her closure, and you don't have to go out with her.
So, like, she told me she had like a 14-year-old kid, and I was like, all right, cool, whatever. And then this, I don't know, like, friggin' NBA player comes around the corner. Dude is like 6'7", friggin' monster, comes around the corner and basically tells me that it, as soon as she's away for a second, tells me that if I ever, like, talk to her again or if I touch his mom, that he would kill me.
I'm sorry, that's funny.
I just need to clear this up. You're not going to see her again because her 14-year-old son threatened to kick your ass, and that scared you.
Not just her 14-year-old son. Her 14-year-old Frankenstein-looking, like, Debo mixed with LeBron James, like, giant...
Whoa,
freakazoid, man. Okay,
the dude
was... Whoa, hold on, stop. Bianca's on the phone, Anthony. She heard what you just said.
Oh,
calling my kid like a horror movie like monster? He's 14 years old. What's wrong with you?
He threatened me. And he's huge.
A 14-year-old and what, you're just gonna just ghost me?
I wanna live, bro. Sorry.
Wait, what exactly did he say to you?
He said that if I ever touched his mom that he would fuck me up.
You're an adult. He's a 14-year-old kid. You're really scared.
Yeah, exactly. So he won't do any time.
So is this a no to another date, Anthony?
Maybe a big no. Yeah, hard no.
No, maybe you guys could all go out together. We'll pay for an extra person.
And bring the son along, too?
Yeah, you guys could all get to know each other.
Nah.
No, I'm good, man. I have no interest in having my head shoved up my own ass. I'm good.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
Usually, if you get this embarrassed after your first date, it means you're not going to have another one.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Are you serious? Everybody saw that?
Yeah, everybody saw it. Everybody at work.
What did everybody at work see? You're going to find out tomorrow. Hey, 10.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.